This time I'd like to invite the children to come forward. And if any of you, anyone, feels like a child this morning, you're welcome to come up. Good morning. How are you? Tell me your name again. Hannah. And your name?
Rosie.
Sweet children. I want us to talk about games just a moment. Tell me your favorite game. Do you have a favorite? No? What about you? Do you have a favorite game? Do you have a favorite game? What is it? Hide and go seek. Okay. And you have a favorite game? What is it? Hide and go seek. Wow, we've got two hide and go seek. Okay. Huh? You like hide and go seek too. Wow. All right. So the idea in that game is that everybody hides, and you got one person who's got to go find them, right? And are there any other rules about the game?
Well, once the first person you find is it next.
Ah, first person you find is it. No peeking while you're counting, right? How far do you have to count?
30.
Well, really, well, let's make up a number, okay?
You like to do
30. 30. You like to do 30. All right, close your eyes and count to 30 while everybody goes and hides, right? Now, let's pretend just for a moment that I am it. So you guys are going to go hide in this building, in this room, and I'm it. So I cover my eyes and start counting to 30, and I don't want you to leave. Don't move. But pretend that you're about to go and hide behind one of these pews, or behind the organ, or over here. You're hiding somewhere. And I have to count to 30, right? That's what you told me. The rule is going to fall. So I cover my eyes like this and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's that called?
Cheating.
Absolutely. What does that do for you? Does that help you when I cheat? Does that make it fun? No, it takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? What about, do you ever play baseball or softball? Do you really? And what if you swing at the ball three different times? You swing once, and you miss the ball. And then the ball is thrown again, and you swing, and you miss it. And then you swing it one more time, and you swing and miss. What is that called?
Three strikes,
and you're out. Now, what if one of you were playing ball, and you struck three times, and you were supposed to be out, but you said, no, I want to do it four times. That wouldn't work, would it? No. And somebody else came up and said, no, I want five strikes before I'm out. Or maybe somebody said, I want 10 strikes before I'm out. How would that work for the game?
It would be unfair.
It would be unfair. Take the fun out of it. It would not work. Before long, you can't even have the game because everybody's fighting each other and yelling at each other about the rules. Is that right? That is the way it is in life. We may not always like the rules, but we have to have rules. Whether you're playing hide and go seek, or you're playing ball, or you're driving down the highway. Or whether you're shopping in a store, right? You can't just pick up anything, can you? And walk out with it just because you like it. What's that called? Shoplifting. What's another word for shoplifting? Healing, yeah. That's a pretty important rule to follow. Do not steal, right? That's what I'm talking about today in my sermon. And I wanted to make sure that you are on board, you are listening when I talk about rules. Because the church calls them the Ten Commandments. So, God bless you. Thank you for being here.